You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to Devin McCourty then. On a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Devin McCourty also brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And he joins us this morning. Hey, Devin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for being on the Harbor One Hotline today. We were just talking about Julian Bubs Edelman, and I think you can probably back me up on this. Great guy, but he can get a little big-timey sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jules is my guy, man. He is big-time. You know, he lives a good life. You know, TV star now that he's retired from football. So, but like you said, great guy, man.
Have you ever heard, I can't remember if we asked you or not, have you ever heard his impression of Bill Belichick?
You guys have asked him before.
Oh,
I haven't. Okay. I've seen clips of the show, and he has his segment, What Are We Doing?, which is a classic Bill line. So I've seen that a couple times.
All right. Well, on to football. There are some. Derek Carr yesterday addressed the John Gruden emails. I wanted to get your thoughts on how you were feeling when you saw some of those emails.
Yeah, I thought Derek Carr hit it right on the head, man. Like, I don't know John Gruden personally at all. And I would just say, you know, I think I felt probably like a lot of people felt reading those emails. Just, you know, you don't approve of those things. You hate to see those things. But I don't, you know, I think for anybody that doesn't know him and just, you know, pass judgment on who he is, you know, I don't think we can do that, but that definitely doesn't mean that we think that's okay. So, like I said, I don't know him at all, pretty distant from the actual situation and what happened and all of that. But I would say, you know, as being a part of the NFL, you hate to see anything like that. And, you know, for, the Raiders going through that. And having to deal with answering questions about something like that every day, probably, it's tough. You know, when you want to focus on football, you can't ignore those things. So, you know, I think it is kind of a situation that it is what it is. It's being dealt with. It's going to have a lot of different reactions. And I think we'll kind of see how it plays itself out.
You've been in the league for a long time. When it comes to coaches, ownership, management, have you encountered – whether it's racist remarks, homophobic remarks, things like that, do you feel like the league has an issue?
I would say the country has an issue with those things. Like, I don't think that the league's any different than what we've seen probably in, I think, like D. Smith talked about what he's experienced throughout corporate America with his job. That is no secret about how people feel about him and the things that are said about them behind closed doors. So I think with anything, when things get revealed, like this was email, but anything, you know, said behind closed doors, when that stuff's opened up, you have no idea what you'll see. So, you know, I think that's not a league issue. That's a country issue and, you know, probably just a worldly issue when you talk about sin and different things like that.
Devin, when you look at the game with this Dallas Cowboys team coming in, and what they can do on offense. And I know I heard you talking earlier in the week about how you guys got to do better in the secondary, especially against the pass. What problems does this Dallas offense present with all the talent that they have on that side of the football?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar dating back to the Tampa week where they're skilled and they're really good at every position. So it's one of those games that everybody has to play well on defense. Because you can't come in and just say, you know, we just got to stop the pass, or we just got to stop the run, or we just got to stop this guy or that guy. You know, across the board, they have a guy at every spot who's playing great football. You know, I think it obviously starts with the quarterback, starts with Dak, who has been having a great year, and his ability to spread the ball around, get it to different guys. They have two really good running backs that at any time they're going to be in the game. So, you know, I think overall as a defense, you know, it's kind of a do-your-job game where everybody has to do their job because you don't have, you know, too much room for error just because of how talented this group is on offense. And you see it with the numbers they're putting up, the yards, the points. So it's a game really where we got to play well for 60 minutes.
When it comes to Dak, Devin, I think a lot of people have been surprised with how well he's been playing, especially after the injury last season. Are you surprised by that, especially preparing for him and seeing, you know, the tape on him from this season?
No, I mean, I think even before he got hurt last season, he was having a heck of a year. You know, we didn't play him last year so as far as studying, but just remember just seeing all the different headlines and what he was doing week after week. So, you know, I'm not surprised at all. And I think when you just look at nowadays injuries, how guys are able to recover, what guys put into being able to recover and being ready to go for the season, it's not really surprising. Like, guys are locked in any injury. Like, they're ready to go, and they want to have big years coming off injuries and different things like that. So I'm not really surprised that Dak has come out here and even, you know, despite the injury, been able to be one of the better players in this league just like last year.
Devin, I've been on teams before where one side of the ball is a little bit heavier than the other. You got a young rookie quarterback. You got some.
I'm guessing you were on the heavier side.
Well, no, on the offensive side. Of the football. Yeah, I've been on both. Where we're offense, we weren't very good, and defensively we were. And I've been where we were very good on offense, and defensively we struggled a little bit. Where you have a young rookie quarterback, you got some injuries on the offensive line. Do you guys on the defensive side of the football? Because I feel like this is a defense-led football team. Do you put more pressure on yourself knowing that the other side of the football is going to take a little bit longer to catch up and get up to speed?
No, I think for the most part, we just try to go out there and play, man. I think each game kind of dictates how it's going to go. And, you know, once the flow of the game's established, you got to kind of play to that. But I would say you look at last week going into the game, you know, down four starting offensive linemen, I think the offense played great, you know, going back and forth, being able to go up and down the field. The big drive they had at the end of the game to go ahead and kick the game-winning field goal. So I always think that you can't really worry about the other side of the ball. As defense or offense, you got to be locked in on what the team needs you to do because, you know, like I said, last week, a few weeks ago playing Tampa, it was back and forth. You know, it was, you know, offense going down, scoring points, us getting a stop, like that's what the game turns into. So we know, I think, as a team, for us to be a good team consistently, we got to play complimentary football and be able to do different things to get turnovers, put the offense in a good field position, them score. Like, we have to do those things. Like, that's how you win games. You won't win many games if you're just one-sided. So that's something that we're still establishing and got to get better at as we go on.
Devin, speaking of a young quarterback, Wiggy and I tend to go back and forth an awful lot about this. So I'm curious about your insight with regard to Mac Jones. Wiggy sometimes questions his confidence, whether it's his breathing exercises that he's doing, or whether Wiggy says he appears to be nervous, or he hesitant, he doesn't throw the ball down the field, he has issues in the red zone. What can you tell us about, as a guy who's been in the league for a long time, captain on this team, about Mac Jones and whether or not that's an issue for him?
I don't think it's an issue. I think, you know, being a rookie quarterback, and we've talked about it here before, how tough that is, and I think throughout the league, year in and year out, we've seen, you know, some guys come in and try to play that position as a rookie, and we've seen the struggles. And I think for Mac, he's come in and exceeded all expectations. I think he's come in and He showed great leadership. He's been able to go out there and move the offense up and down the field at times. And I think it's like any team, there's things that we haven't done well on offense and defense and special teams. And I think for me, with the experience Mac has kind of gained so far, he's kind of moving out of that, you know, rookie thing. Like, he's starting to experience different things, and I think he's learning from that. And I would say, you know, a representation of every guy in his locker room, like, we don't have any doubt when we take the field with him, the ability to go down there and put points up. And I think he showed a couple times so far the ability to go down and have a key drive in the game to put us in position to win a game. And I think those are the things, you talk about confidence and different things like that, that when you need guys the most, when they're able to step up and do things, that's what matters in this league.
Devin, I think my biggest thing with him, just from an outsider's perspective, is that I see him putting a lot of pressure on himself. And, you know, somebody who's been in that locker room before, I know how much, football's always been told to me it's 90% mental, 10% physical. And I would, if I was his teammate personally, now I'm not in that locker room, and maybe you guys do, I would say, hey, I understand you want to be perfect, you want to be great, but don't put so much pressure on yourself. Sometimes you just got to let it fly, and you just got to go out there and play loose. Does he have that? Does he do that inside that locker room? Because I only see him from, 30,000 feet.
Yeah, I think on game day, I think the kid is locked in, and I think he is hard on himself. I think he's a guy that he wants to get things right. I think he wants to be accountable to his teammates. He wants to do all those things. But inside the locker room, I mean, as far as letting loose and joking around, like, he has that side of him. I just think when he gets out there, he's just locked in. He's not a guy that, he's going to be out there smiling ear to ear. And he wants to be locked in and ready to go. And what I've learned in this league is sometimes you kind of paint a picture of what you think somebody should be, how they should handle things, and not really knowing them as an individual. And I think that's how it is with Mac. Like, I have no idea how he was at Bama his last year when he was out there having a great number. Like, he could have been the same way, and that's just who he is. And I think for any young guy in this league, how you come in and how you end up, if you can have a long career, changes sometimes. But I think for right now, like, that's who Mac is, and we all encourage him to be himself. We're always, I think as an older guy, you're always going to tell the younger guys different things. Like, I spoke to JJ, I spoke to Damian after they fumbled as far as letting it go and not being too hard. I think you're always going to encourage guys to do that because that's where your experience comes into play, where, guys go through things in their career and you're sitting there like, well, I've been through that. I've been through a tough time. So always give them that kind of advice. But I also tell them, man, be who you are and not worry about, what the outside opinions or, what other people think you should do. Most importantly, just be yourself.
Devin, going back to Edelman for a second, on his Inside the NFL show this week in the context of the Gruden emails that were leaked, he discussed how the Patriots as an organization reacted to the murder of George Floyd, discussing an open mic where everybody in the organization was presented an opportunity to speak about their issues, things they've encountered. I'd be curious to get how you viewed that event and if you thought it brought the team closer together.
Yeah, I would just say, dating back to last year, we had a lot of different discussions, and I would say there were some tough times, with things that had nothing to do with football. And I'll say over the last few years, we've spent more time getting to know guys that, from a level of, nothing to do with football, nothing to do with, how you come in and prepare, just with life. And I think overall that's brought us closer. I think it's given us a look into what other people go through. Like, I saw a clip of what Jules said, and I think the biggest thing he said was it gave everybody opportunity to get to know the guy sitting next to him on a different level and have a different, sense of respect or a different outlook. And I think that was huge for us as a team because so often, we talk about a brotherhood, we talk about bonds. But I think getting the idea of what guys think about for their kids, for their families, when they walk outside of the building, when they're out there in everyday life, I think it opens some people's eyes. And I think we've continued to build on that as a team. We didn't make it a one-time occurrence. I think we've made that, you know, a part of who the New England Patriots are in terms of social justice, in terms of being in the community and lending a hand to those communities that don't always, you know, get the same kind of resources and the same outlook on life.
Devin, are you following this Red Sox playoff run? And do you know any of those guys in that team? Communicate with any of those guys?
I don't, man. It's sad to say, but I don't know much about baseball at all. But I have seen that they've been winning. It's been a hot topic in the locker room, in the facility. But I'm probably the last guy you want to ask any questions about baseball.
Do you feel like it's odd that they celebrate every win with a champagne celebration?
Well, it's playoffs, so I mean it's kind of do or die. So I'm not mad at any celebration in do or die. Now I will say I haven't been in a sport where you have a series, so I really don't know how you're supposed to react when like you win, but you still have to win more games to advance. I'm sure it's better than losing. So I get those guys. And however you need to celebrate to be able to win the next game, you got to find a way to do it.
All right, Devin McCourty, good luck on Sunday. We can't wait. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.